Hello, everyone, and welcome to our National Migrant Scholars Internship Initiatives podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anthony Suarez, MAS, because I always leave people wanting more. And today I have the wonderful pleasure of interviewing Andres Cardoso.
Hi, Andres. Thank you for being here today.
I know. Thank you for inviting me to do this. I'm very excited.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right into it. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I went to Michigan State. I graduated in May of 2016. I majored with a construction management degree.
What could you say about like your college experience? Like, did you think that this is where you were going to be 5 years ago when you were an undergrad?
So I would go back to high school. I was actually in a construction trades class. And then my actual instructor was the one that actually brought up the concept of like, hey, Michigan State has a construction management degree. Things were coming together where I was seeing like two different people basically telling me, hey, this should be like the route that you should go. You should go to Michigan State. So not only was I getting camp already involved in this, but there was already an ideal major or career that I could go into. Right, so things are were coming into place. Of course, I came through through camp, so that's what really made me decide. Since day one, I committed myself to get a construction management degree.
How did you navigate through your career in college?
I came through camp. So first, I don't think I would have been at Michigan State if it would have been camp and their staff. They saw the, you know, the side of me that I was really willing to put in the work, and they opened the doors for me to say, hey, you know, come in into Michigan State, and we know that you're going to be doing pretty great things. So first of all, I want to be appreciative of that, because that's a big component of one of the reasons why I graduated from Michigan State. Navigating through college with the background that I had, first step was to get here, right? And the second thing was really, something that really pushed me was I wanted to really give myself something better, something aside from coming home and just paying bills, seeing when the next winter is coming so I can go down to Mexico and just have a good time and come back and continue with the struggle, right?
How would you describe your brand?
Andres Made. Andres Made is actually something that I kind of came up with. I don't really remember how. It's things I use in social media is like my lookup name that I really, if I own like something, that would be the trademark that I would have. And I like to think that I am a creative person. So Andres Made, like it's coming from me, like very organic and, you know. So the big components of my brand are self-made, long-time life learner, and hard worker.
What advice would you give to our listeners so that they could start creating their brand?
They need to continue learning about your own craft and your own character and where you're going to go.
So with talking about your brand and talking about your education and your experience, tell me about your job right now. Like, how is it being at your job? Like, you're out in the real world. You've been doing it for approximately 3 years.
So I have to take this from the beginning. Before actually getting to where I'm at now, I had to actually, throughout my college career, I actually had like three internships before graduation came. I had to really put in the work, you know, three internships, it related to my major. When that time came, I was able to be experienced to land a job and feel comfortable being out there and being qualified to actually what I actually currently do now, which is I actually do purchasing and estimating.
Awesome. Brent, you mentioned you had three internships and they were related to your major. Like, were any of them related to the job that you have right now, or were they with different companies?
They were with different companies. Which I think is something that people should definitely do. You gotta diversify and see what you really want to do. Like in my case, they were different. They were with three different companies. One was in Michigan, the other one was in like Washington DC, where I got to see some of the actual general contracting. The one in Michigan was more like in the field, being able to experience like the scheduling and seeing how to manage trades.
That's awesome. So when you were getting ready to graduate, you had all this experience, your resume was polished. How did you have different job offers, or did you already know that that was the company that you wanted to work for?
Well, after I graduated, I actually started with them again as an internship because they actually wanted to see if I was going to be a good fit for them, which I was fine with that. Because I felt really, really capable. And again, I'm a very hardworking person, so I knew I was going to be able to maintain myself in that company. When they gave me that opportunity, I took it right away.
I mean, would you agree that because you did internships in a different location, you already had kind of that experience knowing, well, you know what, I've already done an internship somewhere else, but I think I realized that I do want to stay close to this area.
Oh, definitely. I mean, because you're... Aside from that, I feel like I'm family oriented in a way, and I want to be around people that I know, and being in going out there and doing the internships and putting myself out there in uncomfortable positions, you realize that, you know, I felt in a way, as much as you want to put yourself in uncomfortable positions, I felt like to grow more in my career. And if there was any difficult times, that I was able to have those people around me to support me if those times came. But so far, so good.
Awesome. No, I'm really glad to hear that. So how would you describe your communication skills, like with your employers?
I think that first thing is that getting a degree from Michigan State already puts you in a very good position, because the people that you're going to be working with more than likely also have a degree. I think that once you get a degree, you're already creating a connection with them that you can, that takes away if you're a minority. And that's a good start where you should feel confident. And I mean, they want you to be by your side because you bring something to the table that might not necessarily be there because you're also a minority. So for me, it's very helpful that I was a minority because I also speak Spanish. You should never feel different, even if you're a minority, when you are up to the challenge. You should not even think about it that way. You should really gotta go in and put everything that you're ready to learn through your previous experience and through your education, and know that you're able to do you're capable of doing whatever the task is, because you've been training your entire life to be in that position.
What are things that help you just kind of build that courage and have that confidence when you're out there in these industries?
You gotta have emotional intelligence, meaning you gotta understand how people work, and everyone's different, and you have to always be real in the sense that you shouldn't change for other people, but you have to adjust with different types of people, even if they don't have the same background that you do.
What recommendations would you give to young professionals?
Getting exposure. If you have to go and get exposure, even if it's non-paid, you need to go and get as many internships or whatever, you know, job shadowing. Even if, again, I know it's gonna be tough, because you're not, sometimes you might not get paid as much. Construction management you do, so please do internships in construction management. They're wonderful. But always do that. Always follow jobs that are close or related to your major. They will put you in a good position, so when you graduate, you have polished already, like you say, your resume, and employers see that this is really what you want to do. And it's not gonna be a job just for you. It's something that you really are gonna enjoy doing, because you're showing it with this internships that you have taken throughout your college career.
Any advice for students who are scared to step out of their comfort zone, whether it be for an internship or a job?
To remember to work on the little things and find mentors that would put them in the right track so they can master their craft.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here and answering these questions. We really appreciate your time.
No, thank you.